Learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Min Aleph. The Mishnah says in Karnes the Megillah and V'lei Molim, V'lei Tovim, V'lei Mazin, Kain Shemesh Yom Kneged Yom Like Tishvash Tanei Tzachama. All these things have to be done by day. Kriyas Megillah, Mila, Tefillah Hazan Shemesh Yom Kneged Yom. You have to wait till the day. Now the day really starts by Mudah Shachar. You should really wait till Tzachama. As she says, it should go out Misafik Laila because they're not the key and by. And everyone's yaitzah from Amunashacha. Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know Megillah has to be read by day? Damakrav, Yom Eilin Niskarim Venasim, Yom Ein, Lailalai, Yom Eilin Niskarim Venasim, only by day. Gemara says, Leim et Tevet Yuvdir Vashum Alevi, Dom Vashum Levi Chai Vadam Likas and Megillah Belailal Lashnaisa Beyayim, Vashum Alevi says you have to read the Megillah by night also, and repeat it again by day. So my answer is Kiktani Adiyayim. The Mishnah is discussing the Kriya Sayayim. The Kriya Sayayim has to be by day, has to be after Tanei Tzachama and Imolam Amin Ashacha Yatza. So Taisis earlier, and Avdalah and Aleph, wrote B'Shem the Reed, the other Rishayim bring it B'Shem Rabbein Tam. But Kami Rishayim say it, and the Maskim, the Rajva, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Ran, the Merlchay, the Gais Maimini, Rabbein Yeruchim, they say that the Kriya Sayayim is Adif. And many of the Rishayim that we mentioned bring a raya, because why did the Mishnah not mention Kriyas Laila? The Mishnah says in Karnas and Megillah, Ajatana Tzacham, what happened to the Kriyas Laila? Particularly the next Mishnah, which says that Kol Laila Kasher, Ksiru Sayim and Hekta Chalam Veivarim, and it says that Klal, Davish and Mitzosa Beyim Kasher Kol Yayim, Davish and Laila Kasher Kol Laila, and the Gemara says, what's it coming to Mimarba? The Gemara says, Mimarba Chiyos Psachim, why did the Gemara say to Mimarba the Kriyas Megillah of Laila? Vaisis the Kriyas Laila is not the Iker. So even though the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lema Devet Yufdir B'Shu Malevi, and the Gemara answers, Kiktani Adiyama, but still, why did it mention Laila? Why did it only mention the Yayim? Vaisis the Yayim is the Iker. What does it mean the Yayim is the Iker? So we mentioned then in the Avdal, the Chreinim, the Tu'evin, the Pe'eshua, the Neid Behuda, they say that the Kanev Anshik Nesak Deil in the Megillah, Vayam in Eil in Iskarim Vanasin. Iskarim is where is the reference to Kriyas Megillah, it's Yayim. The Anshik Nesek Deil was never Misakim Laila. The Din Laila is a Tekanis Chachamim, subsequent to the Anshik Nesek Deil. It wasn't a Tekanis with the Ruch HaKadosh of the Anshik Nesek Deil. And bring Psukim, Lekaya Kriyam, Leisanim, Aladimili, Lemanzimach Kavid, Leidim. That's appropriate to also read it by night. But the Ikka Kriya is Beyim. That was the Tekanis, that was the Tekanis, Marchev Es of the Anshik Nesek Deil was Beyim. And then it became another Tekanis to do it by night. That is the Din of the Rabbanim. Atkan, and we spoke about this already on Daf Dalet. Now, there's a Chuvah's Binyan Shleimai from Rav Shleimai Akayim from Vilna that wants to say a bigger Chiddush. He wants to say that Bisman and Mishnah, they didn't have a Kriya B'Laila. Because, you see, the Gemara never mentioned it. The Mishnah never mentioned it. Not the Gemara. The Mishnah never mentioned it. Kol HaYayim, Kasha L'Kriyas Megillah, it says, Ein Kariyas Megillah Shetanet Tzachama. Didn't mention the night. Vayis says there was no Kriya by night. That's a bigger Chiddush. Yishayin didn't say this. Like we'll see, the Rishayim L'Chari didn't hold that way. But this is what he wants to tie him. But the problem is, the Gemara L'Chari is Mavur not that way. Because the Gemara asks, Lema Tev T'yufta D'Rab Shua Ben Levi. This Mishnah should be a T'yufta D'Rab Shua Ben Levi who says you have to lay him by night. And the Gemara answers, the Mishnah is discussing the Kriya of the Yayim. If they didn't have a Kriya B'Laila of the Mishnah, so there's no Kasha B'Chlal. The Mishnah didn't know about a Kriya B'Laila. He's being Mechadish, a new Takan of a Kriya B'Laila after the Mishnah. The Gemara is clearly indicating that there is a Kriya B'Laila B'Zman and Mishnah, since the Gemara didn't discuss it. Not that it doesn't exist, B'Zman and Mishnah. Hazak de Binyan Shleimai, no. Fakat. The Gemara is a Rayatim. Because the Chari is a very Shver Gemara. Of course, the Mishnah is told by the Kriya of the Yayim. What do you think? It says, Ein Karinis Megil HaShetana Tzachava, V'kul and Shasam HaMashach Yasa. Of course, it's told by the Yayim. What was the Kasha V'Chlal? We're not discussing the Kriya B'Laila, discussing the Kriya of Yayim. And Noch Shver is like this. The Gemara there in Davdalin, if you remember way back, it says, "Shuv Malevi Amar Chayvan Am Likrisus in Megillah Balayla V'Lishnei Sibiyayim." So it's like the Gemara there, "Savim Inei L'Mikrayim Balayla V'Misnei Misnisin Didab Yimam." The read of Megillah by night, and you learn the Mishnayis by day. That's what they thought. Gemara says no. It means Commander Omar Ever Parshal Dav Mishnayis. It doesn't mean to learn Mishnayis. It means to repeat it, to review it. So, for example, the Kasha, what was that Havamina? Shuv Malevi meant to read it by night and to learn the Mishnayos by day. The Mishnah clearly says you do Mekriyas Megillah by day. What was the Havamina B'chol? So Tur Evin already asked the Kasha there. Tur Evin says that they felt like this. If you don't read it by night, then you have to read it by day. If you read it by night, then you have to do the Mishnayos by day. But he says very shver. His brother, Betzalakayin, asked the Kasha. So then, what would the Mishnah mean? You can't read it Ashatan and Sechama V'kulon Sh'asim Olam HaShach Yotza. What do you mean? If he read it by night, you don't have to read it by day. Alamai didn't read it by night. So what's wrong if he does it before night Sechama? Manav Shach. If it's night, it's Yetza at night. If it's not night, it's Yetza at day. What's the problem? So Zagda Bin Yishleim Interessant Tipshat. This Gemara's Kasha Lema Tifter B'Shuv and Levi is the Sava Minei that they thought he meant the Christ of Alaylov, listening to Snisim Medevi Yamama. That's what they thought. So that's what they asked the Kasha. Now it's very good what the Kasha is. That's their Kasha. The Mishnah says you read Megillah by day. Rabbi Shulman Levi says you read it by night. You do the Mishnayis by day. Kvaldig Akasha, Levi David Yufta. And when the Gemara says Kik Tani Adiyama, the Gemara didn't explain the whole Teretz. The Teretz is based on also the Gemara in Daf Dalid, which says that no, you do it both times. And now that you do it both times, so the Mishnah is talking about the day one. So if Shulman Levi was just being Mechadish an extra time a night, so now we could say, like we said, that the Mishnayos Bechlal didn't have a Kriya by night. Reb Shulman Levi at his time was Niska in the Kriya of night after the Mishnayos. That's the shtickle from Reb Shlomo HaKayin. Lamai said, Rishonim are clearly not that way. He himself is Ma'ir. He says he has a terrace, the Rishonim's Kasha, Rishonim are bothered. What did the Kfarim do by night? They went B'yema Knisa to the Ayaris to do Megillah. So that was the only one by day. But what did they do by night? Some Rishonim say they didn't lay by night in the Kriya B'yayim Zikr, but some Rishonim say they lay by night in the Kfar. They only had to go to the Eir als the Tzibur, but they could lay B'yachin in the Kfar. Not like Rashi before that said they don't have a lay. They do not have a lay, they just had to go to the Eir, they couldn't gather together. The Dvar says they lay in the Leil Yudal, and we spoke about it there. But it's clear, if you're discussing what the Kfarim did, Rashi says Tzkana was there, Bisman and Mishnah. He's married to it. He says, "Mishnah the Rishonim's Kasha." Why did the Mishnah discuss the Kfarim by night? Because there was no din Kfarim by night Bizman and Mishnah. But the Rishonim Zikr didn't hold that way. You see, the emphasis of the Udvah, he also is Mefurish. The Udvah says all these things are a chiddush. These five things are a chiddush, and the chiddush is, Dr. Udvah, you would think that since there's a Kriya B'Laylah, so you would think that the Yayim also doesn't need Yayim. Kamash Malan, that even though there is a mitzvah Kriya B'Laylah, but the one B'Yayim needs Dafka Yayim. Right? So obviously he's landing on that Bizman and Mishnah there was a Kriya, because otherwise what's the Chiddush? He's saying the Chiddush is that even though there is a Din Kriya's Megillah by night, but still the Yayim one needs Yayim. Right? He says, but Bizman and Mishnah there was. Also Rashi before on Yet Testament Aleph says that the Mishnah that says that Ben Krach Shaholach Le'ir in Masud Lagzor Emasud lives the Kurikum Kaime, and the Rabbi says Emasud lives means Bulela Yadalid, Kurikum Kaime, Zakt Rashi, he doesn't have to lane the night laning on Yadalid. If he's planning on still leaving tonight, he doesn't have to lane the night laning on Yadalid. Chaimamish Mefurish in Rashi, that if he does, that the Mishnah is coming to tell you that if he's planning on leaving tonight, he doesn't have to lane with them the night laning. Clearly the Mishnah is referencing the night laning according to Rashi. It's the Kalei Rishonim didn't have on that way. The Rishonim didn't have on the Bizman and Mishnah was a Kriya by night. Now, the Mishnah also says, V'loi Molin. You don't do Bris Mila only by day. So Taisus, the Master Lucifer, the Yemishmini, Yimel, asked the Kasha, if Bris Mila is only by day, why the Gemara in Kedushin? The Gemara in Kedushin says, how do we know a father is Mechayiv to Mal a son? Because it says, V'yomel Avram, it's Yisit, V'leiv, and Shmainis Yom, Kasha Tziva, Oysay, Elikim. So, Avraham Avinu was commanded by Hashem to mal Yitzchak Benai. That teaches you a father is mechuyev to mal his son. And how do you know only the father is mechuyev, not the mother? It says, Aysay v'loy Aysay. Aysay is the Gemara in Kedushin. So, fact, Taisus, why do you need that for? If Mila is only by day, not by night, it's a mitzvah sheyesh man grama. Sounds like you find by Tzitzis and Tefillin that if it's by day and not by night, it's a mitzvah sheyesh man grama. So, who are the Milas by day, not by night? It's a mitzvah sheyesh man grama. So Nashim Avturis, why do you need an extra pasuk of Eisei V'loi Eisei? So Tosfos here answers a kasha which none of the Rishonim bring in Kedushin. He says his own teretz here, that the Torah of Mitzvah when Zman Grom is learned out from Matzah and Simcha and Hakel, and all these things don't have Kurs. So Mamela, these mitzvahs teach you of Torah of Mitzvah Seishin Zman Grom. So Mamela, the Torah of Mitzvah Seishin will only apply to a Mitzvah Seishin aimed by Kurs. Mitzvah Mila, which has Kurs, Nichzah Yugim of Brises, you would think it's not Nichol in the Torah of Mitzvah Seishin Zman Grom. That's why I need the Pasuk of Isai. But then he says another teretz, which he also says in Kedushin, that a milah shloim bisman etzem achleikus in the Gemara, if it's naig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, according to the man the Amma, milah shloim bisman is naig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, so then, it's not a mitzvah shesman grama. Milah shloim bisman is naig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, so milah that you need a pasuk to patri isha for milah shloim bisman. Teretz in Kedushin, daf chavtes, only brings this teretz. So Shagashari asked him, first of all, the Deichik, because that's saying the Gemara Shalai Libid the Hilchasa. Alibid the Hilchasa, we don't need the Pasuk of Isa Veloy Isa. Alibid the Hilchasa, Mr. Sej Man Grama. Because we all know that Emilah Shalai Bismana is Zainanayig, also Zainanayig Elder Miyain. And also, Libid Dan, that we hold Emilah Shalai Bismana is Zainanayig Miyam, what do we do with Isa? The Gemara should have asked that Kasha. What's the Drash of Isa if you hold that Emilah Shalai Bismana is Zainanayig Elder Miyain? As a fact, the Shai says, because in that a meal of slave is man, he eats him with the other by night. Al Kobanim, Taisus answers this kasha, that it goes like man, the other meal of slave is man is, naig bein 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 malayla. So you have the Shai Gzai's kasha. The Gemara is learning Laila Libra the Hulkasa. The other man, the other, is not going to darshan, I say, for that. And also, we don't know the drasha of the other man, the other, that man, the other, that we pass him like, the meal of slave is man, ain't naig bein. What's his drasha of I say? He doesn't need to, my noshim. So Bei Yeshua, and also the Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Tzaharis, and Bei Yeshua is in Kedushin, Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Tzaharis, Simonai and Gimlai Zbeis, they're both mechamen to the same Teretz, then you really need it for Kaidah Matan Teretz. Kaidah Matan Teretz, there was no Pter Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So Kaidah Matan Teretz, the mother would be Mechayev. So now we say, I say, which is written Kaidah Matan Teretz, is to tell you that Kaidah Matan Teretz, it's the Av and not the Aim. Achaman Tayr, so the bet. According to the man, the Omar, Milish Leib is mana, is naig bein 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 belayla, so we need Isa even after Man Tayr, because none of it is Isa's man grama. But the Don, that we pass bein, so we don't need Isa after Man Tayr. So you don't have the Kasha, why need Isa for? Kind of Man Tayr, you need it. You don't have the Kasha, the Gemara brought Shalay a little bit of Hilchasa. According to everyone, it's a good Drasha. So the Gemara says, we have this Drasha, and that would work. If you hold Milosh Leib Isman is Ein Eigen Beyom, you don't need it. But Kabbalah will bring a Drasha and that work for everyone. And there's also in Chesat Azach, Rabbi Kivegan in the Tshuva, it's in Chela Gimel Simi Yud Zayin, and in Yaakov Emden, in this Tshuva, in Shelos Yaivitz, Chela Gal Simi Lam and Vov, they both say, Mamash, they both say the same thing. They say there's a Bavusta Kasha, that everyone asks, that everyone says, B'shem the Mepharshim. There was pshat in Taisus that it's not a mitzvah seishes man grom because milah shloim bisman is naig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, but it's not naig on Shabbos, right? You have tefillin, let's say, which you say layla is not tefillin, it's still called a mitzvah seishes man grom because not naig on Shabbos. So milah is not naig on Shabbos. So what do you gain with the teretz? Ein echinami is not b'yayim. It's b'yayim and b'layla if it's shloim bisman, but it's not on Shabbos. So both Rabbi Kivega and Rabbi Yaakov Emden both say, Amamsh don't understand the Kasha. Rabbi Kivega says, everyone asks this Kasha, and every time I hear the Kasha, he says, I'm so bothered. It's not a Kasha. It's not like Mila is not Neig on Shabbos. It is Neig on Shabbos. It's just he can't do it because it's Shabbos. But the mitzvah is Neig on Shabbos. If anyone did it on Shabbos, he yates in the mitzvah. He said, there's a man the Amen, Mesachus of Eid Zara, that a guy could do a Mila. Then you can do it on Shabbos. You got a guy to do the milah. Practically, you can't do it on Shabbos. But doesn't mean the mitzvah is time-bound at all. So, Mela, why would that be called the mitzvah of Zman Grama? He says, it's mamish pashit, and back of Emden also. And vada, if milah shalei bisman, and neig bein b'yayim b'layla has absolutely no time limitations, that thing you can't do it on Shabbos is mamish a practical thing. It's not a limitation in the mitzvah b'chlal. But Al Kobanim, Taisus says these two terutzim. Why do you need a meal of Isa v'lay Isa? Meal is only b'yayin. Tepigayis v'sech man grama. The first teretz is because since it's kareis, it's yigam u'brisais, it'll be chayiv even if it's man grama. And the second teretz is, it goes like the man, the Yom Emila Shleib Bezman is Noig Bein 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 Malayla, so Mela, once it's Shleib Bezman, it has no limitation. The Taisus read, says the teretz, that the only time we say, Mitzvah Eishim Zan Gram Menashim Tu, is the mitzvah that's Talia Begufa. A mitzvah that she has to do Begufa. But a mitzvah that's not Talia Begufa, like Maling her son, even though the Milas HaBen has his man, he says like this, Nei de Kavua Zman LeBen HaNimo, Avla'am Shitzivo Averilis Asik Memilas Benai, Ha'esikahu Emlai Zman, Shebein B'yayin, Bein B'layla, Yitzhach B'yachin Tzarechim Milas Benai. He sounds like it's not the mitzvah isn't something that she does with this goof. The mitzvah is to make sure was asik b'milas b'nai, to make sure that his son has a bris mila, and that asik can be done at any time. So that's not called zman grama. Without the pasuk vayisalei asa, she can work full time to make sure that her son gets a bris mila. It seems the pashup shana in the Taisus read is that there is no mitzvah to do a ma'isa mila on the son. The mitzvah is to make sure the son becomes Nemo. So male is not called as man groma, because what's your part in this mitzvah? Making sure, calling up the male, getting a knife, getting all the tzarechei mila. That you can do vein b'yayim vein b'layla. The emphasis is mefurish in the Marach Ur Zeruah, in Simon Yanalef, he says, "Im'inyin ha'mila nir, de'ena av chayev lomul b'nei b'yadav, el alasek shiyehei Nemo." Like Alamda Teirus, it says, he doesn't have to teach him Teir himself, he has to make sure he knows Teir. Alamda Umnis, he doesn't have to teach him the Umnis, he has to make sure he knows the Umnis. He doesn't have to teach him how to swim, he has to make sure he knows how to swim. Same thing with Mila. He has to make sure the Mila is in his basa. He says, that's the Mitzvah's Mila. The cutting is not the Mitzvah's Mila, he says. The Mitzvah's Mila is being a Mo. Like David HaMelech was in the Merchatz, and Chalisha said, what Mitzvah am I doing now? And they looked in the Mila, so I'm doing the Mitzvah's Mila. Right? So nice, the mitzvah's meal is having the meal of a besare. So the father's mitzvah is make sure the son has his meal of a besare. So that's what the Taiz is saying. It's not Zman Grama. So I would think that's the machlaikis. The Taiz Rid holds that the mitzvah is just that the father has to make sure that he's Nemo. He has no mitzvah to do the meal. And Taiz says, no, the mitzvah is to do the actual nice meal. The nice meal itself, that's a nice mitzvah, which is mutal on the av. If the father gets a mile, so that works as Shalom Kamaisai. But otherwise, he's a mitzvah of the actual mila. So if it's actual mila, that's man grom, it's only b'yayin. You have to say it teretz. It goes like the man, the al mila, shimus man, is leg, b'yayin, 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 b'layla. But if the mitzvah is that to make sure the son has a bris mila, that making sure the son has a bris mila is not a time-bound mitzvah. You can do it at any time. Now the Ramban and the Ridvan Kedushin say something which seems similar to the Taisus Rid. And some achrayim learn it like the Taisus Rid. They say like this: Keep tiri nashim mitzvah seishon zgam mahaniu mitzvah degufayu lashon and ramban. They're going to fill in. Av a mitzvah mila de lachrini vehilei shaychiba emet dechayim midad av and bezin shachiyavim lemeiloi. Mitzvah seishon zgam is only a mitzvah of herself, but a mitzvah for someone else. You would say she's chayim just like a bezin's mechayim. It also says iklamei ma'aso mitzvah de nafsha, her own mitzvah. Avach a mitzvah de bina, have him in the mechayim, and like army beds the mechayim of the mimele. But for Yeshua, the Sefer Machna, that they seem to learn this mamish like the Taisus Rid. It's not a mitzvah to do the ma'isa meal, it's a mitzvah to make sure the meal is done. But the stipulant condition, Simlam Abay, says no. Because the Taisus Rid says it's not Zman Grama. You can do the mitzvah at any time. Because your mitzvah is Asaskus. The Ramban and the Ritva are saying that even though it's Zman Grama, they're still chayiv. The Turis Zman Grama doesn't apply to a mitzvah that's not al gufa. That's what he says. So he says the pshat's like this. The mitzvah is not liyais nima. The mitzvah is the mila. But whose mitzvah is it? Tainat the stifle, it's the son's mitzvah. We spoke about this by chinuch. Here's a shtel su chinuch. It's the son's mitzvah. And the father is mechayiv. The father is responsible that the son be mekayim his mitzvah. But the mitzvah is the mila. But in that you have a din, that since it's not her mitzvah, a woman's mitzvah, which is man grama, she's pater. But if a woman would be obligated, would be responsible for a son's mitzvah, so then the son doesn't have that pater, she'll be obligated. That wouldn't pater us as man grama. So let's say chinuch. Since it says in the Gemara and Sukkah that Beizim and Beiz, that Isha, Hilmi Amalka, would be Mechuyiv to have her sons in the Sukkah. Alright, so mitzvah tesha is man groma. Not a good question. The son's mechuyev in sukkah because he's a zachar. A katan shein tzarech limay is chayev in sukkah. If the mother's responsible that the son does that mitzvah, so meila, you can't say it's a mitzvah tesha is man groma. It's not her mitzvah, it's his mitzvah. She's responsible that he does his mitzvah. A mitzvah tesha is man groma is a p'tur for the isha's mitzvah. But here it's the son's mitzvah, the ish is just mutl on the mother, and now you don't have the Torah mitzvah seishes man groma. Now, there's another shmuz, Taisus and Kedushin asked the Kasha, why isn't it mitzvah seishes man groma? Because it's nimal l'shmini. You can't do the mitzvah right away, it's time bound, you have to wait till the eighth day. So Mela, since it's nimal l'shmini, so why isn't that a mitzvah seishes man groma? Just ask the Kasha. So Taisus says, okay, you have to wait for the eighth day, but from the eighth day on, there's no hefsik. From the eighth day on, it's not Zman Groma anymore. So that's why it's not called Zman Groma. There's a starting time to the mitzvah, which needs a Zman. And once the mitzvah starts, it never ends. So that's why it's not called Zman Groma. That's Taisa's teretz to that kasha. It should be Zman Groma because you need the eighth day. Taisa says, but after the eighth day, it's not Zman Groma anymore, so the male wouldn't be a Ptur Zman Groma. So the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah base, says, I've arrived from the Taisa's to a shayla that he had. That the father's mechuyev to malah's son is an only till bar mitzvah, but once bar mitzvah age comes and the son's mechuyev to mal himself, now the father has no more chiyev? Well, no. The father's chiyev is not to malah's son, so they both would have a chiyev. He would have a chiyev, and the son would have a chiyev. Says when Taiz is mevur, that his chiyev never leaves. Because if it does, the vaitis mitzvah and grama has a starting time, starts by 8 days, has an ending time, it ends by Ben Yud Gimel. So it should be zman grama. That doesn't have a hefsik. It ends. So my place, it never ends. As I tied it to Milchus Chinuch. I thought, and I saw this in the Aris Vitzionim on Kedushin from Rav Ostern, that he says, that's such a raya. Because that's not the pshat that the mitzvah has an ending time. The pshat is you no longer have the mitzvah. If the pshat is you have a son which you mechuyev the mila, but you have to wait till 8 days to do the mitzvah, so that's man groma. But here the vart is, the mitzvah is to mal the b'nai katan. He's no longer a b'nai katan. I just like if the son dies, you don't have the mitzvah anymore. So son becomes the gadol, he's not your ben katan anymore. So mela, that's not his man grama. Al-Kavanah, that's Taisa's teretz. So Taisa's mitzvah has another teretz. He says, Taisa also asks his kasha. Before he asks the other kasha of the end of Laila, where he says that teretz that we said, the saskas. But he says, that itself is not a kasha, he says. Because man groma means that there's a specific day in the year where, or a specific time in the week, or kedaima, where you have the mitzvah or you don't have the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is not time bound, not by any calendar day. You have to wait 8 days for this kid to have the milah, but the mitzvah is kayim 24-6, 24-7, 365. And now you have the time, it's not by night. That was his other kasha. But the fact you have to wait till the eighth day of this baby, but there's no date of the year, no day of the week, no hour in the day where you don't have the mitzvah, that would be called mitzvah seishes zman groma. See, there are divrei Yecheskel, shtickel from divrei Yecheskel in Simon Mem Hei, he says, there's a machlokes taisus and the taisus rid, what do you say that mitzvah seishes zman groma is? Taisus holds, as long as there is times where the mitzvah is not negeya, that's called the mitzvah seishes zman groma. So it doesn't have to be a calendar time. As long as the mitzvah is not at all times, there are limitations to the time of the mitzvah, that's already zman groma. Taisus holds, zman groma means that the mitzvah has something to do with time. The mitzvah is tully in zman. So there it's established to say tully in zman means that there are times in the year, in the week, in the day that there's chiyuv, and times of tur. If you don't have any specific times of chiyuv, times of tur, the mitzvah is not tali b'zman. Taisus holds not, it's not a vart that it's tali b'zman. Thus alain that there's a zman that's not ready for the key mitzvah, that alone makes it a mitzvah station is not good. That's what the Rebbe Yecheskel learns.